you can't, somebody can't call up and you just start, I'm, 15 years in the business, you can't, you got to kind of work these in the way I'm showing you how to do it, so you got to, first of all, you got to write them down, and then you kind of work them into your normal process. You must show the customer that you can provide value through your company, its systems, partners, and products, and that you personally, due to your experience or other attributes, can provide value to the customer. Added value, this is related to your company. Your products reduce the customer's cost by reducing procedure repetition. So that's the, with these, if somebody's doing blood pressure tests and, I didn't get a good read, let me do that again. I don't want you doing it again, but okay, type of deal. So not only is it uncomfortable for the patient, but it also takes that nurse or doctor more time to do it. So, and that, on a daily basis, that adds up to cost big time. And procedure repetition, we want to get that out of there. Your broad offering of medical supplies helps your customer consolidate suppliers. Throughout the world, we're doing a consolidation of suppliers because people realize how much it costs. It costs something like $300 to produce a purchase order. So if I write a purchase order to you, another one to you, another one to you, now my company, it doesn't cost that, but in bigger companies, purchase orders have to be paid for after that. So, and there's that, once that purchase order is out there, then we got to have goods that came in to satisfy that. So somebody's got to verify, here's a purchase order, when we received the goods, did we pay for it? And that all has to be reconciled, which takes time and money. If I only have to write one PO, or I don't have to write any POs, like with a credit card, for example, purchased by credit card, they get a statement. And, that can make it easier for the customer. So, consolidating of suppliers is something that's generally a good thing. Your products increase the doctor and nurse's output. If you can see 35 patients instead of 30, you're going to make more money. And your stock is right down the street. Scheduled deliveries can provide just in time to improve cash flow. So we know what cash flow is all about. We talked about it earlier. Value added, this is related to you. You can arrange for training programs to teach them how to use your products. You can do a training program on the phone, do a little conference call. You put the a microphone or whatever, for the most phones these days come with a little speaker so that, several people could sit around so you could do some training. So training programs, something that you personally can do for your customers, teach them about whatever it is you need to teach them about. You can help develop new designs. Your companies can do that. Because of your many years of experience, your knowledge of their systems, and being able to work through the computer carefully, your speed of typing, your ability to multitask, talk on the phone. And like I said, I've been over it, particularly at this place, and watched some of the people that have been on the desk for a long time. And they got a headset, they're on the phone talking to customers, their screens are flying around, they're checking this and that, and all the while they're just discussing something very calmly, but their fingers are doing stuff, the screens are going around. Totally amazing to me. Multitasking is what it is. Of course, if that's what you do all the time, that's you get better at it as time goes by. You can reduce the customer's cost of procurement. So if the customer is buying something every month and you can get them into a scheduled delivery, that'll reduce their costs of procurement. Maybe they want to buy it on the internet. Maybe they want to buy it on a credit card. We'll sell it to them any way they want. There's different ways to pay for things today. PayPal is one. Credit card purchasing. Companies never used to buy anything by credit cards when I was coming up in industry. Today, that's a normal way to pay for things for companies, and they get rebates back. Some credit card companies give the user of the credit card a 1% or 2% rebate. And how they can do it is because the credit card companies, if they have people that pay well, they make their money from the people that sell. So for example, if you wanted to buy these tapes from me right here and you wanted to use a credit card, I'm the merchant. You are the credit card holder. The credit card company charges me 4.5% of whatever it is to handle that So if you're a good customer of the credit card company, you pay your bills every month, which most companies do, pay their bills on time, then a credit card company is going to love you. They don't mind giving you a percent back because they'll soak me. If I want your order and you want to pay by credit card, you know, you've got me held up, you know, so I have to sell it to you by credit card, even though they charge me 4.5%, which is a huge number just for one lousy transaction. And you think, well, that's not a big deal, 4.5%. Well, if you pay for an attendance to my program, you know, 4.5% of that number is a big number. And for what? For an electronic transfer? You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. So that's how credit card companies can afford to give a customer of theirs a rebate of up to 2%. Because they're still going to make 2.5% from the merchant that sold it.